Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, We Are the Army of the Lord of Hosts.
Speak the Word.
A lot of people don't pay too much attention, I don't think, to the words coming out of their mouths. I mean, they just talk. But it's really important what's coming out of your mouth. So it's really important that we get to know God's Word. Only then will you know what His will is for us, and only then can we fight and win our battles. It's only then when we get rooted, as I showed that page, when we get grounded and rooted in the Word. He tells us in Amos 8:11, Amplified Bible says, Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst for water, but a famine for the hearing words of the Lord. Praise God. Yes. In verse 12 it says, And the people shall wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east they shall run, he says, to and fro, to seek the word of the Lord, inquiring for and requiring it as one requires food, but shall not find it. Hallelujah. Thank you. Saints, your mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into your situation.
That's right.
But your words can also give God access to your situation.
Amen.
And He is the only one that you want to let in.
Amen.
You don't want to be letting the other one in. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Access means to give someone the right or the opportunity to use or benefit from. In other words, your mouth gives Satan legal rights to come in and destroy you, wipe you out, eat your lunch, and pop the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't think anything about it. He just does it. Or you speak God's words, and then when you speak God's word, then you're inviting God into your situation to help you, to rescue you, and save you, but it's your choice.
That's right.
Yeah. He's not going to come in unless you invite him in.
Yeah.
You know, he's given you free choice, and so you have to decide for yourself. Satan will benefit from your words by turning them against you like some shrewd lawyer would in a courtroom. Think about that. Think about, have you ever seen a movie or a TV program of a courtroom where the prosecuting attorney is really twisting and turning every word that the person speaks?
Mm.
That's what the devil does.
Yes.
He twists and turns everything that you say.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In Job 15, verse 6 in the New Living Bible, it says, The wise don't engage in empty chatter. He said, What good are such words?
That's right.
New King James in verse 3 said, Should he, talking about God, reason with unprofitable talk or by speeches with which he can do no good? Think about that. There's hundreds of scriptures I could have used today, but I don't have all day.
Right.
But you know, he says that we are going to be held accountable for every word that comes out of our mouth.
That's right.
And we're going to be justified or acquitted by the words coming out of our mouths. So he said, you know, the Bible says he keeps track of every word is written in his book. So I think if we would think more about the seriousness of what we say, and if we really want God's help, then we're going to have to speak what he says, because he's only going to honor his word. Like he said, if it's unprofitable talk, unprofitable talk means that you're saying something that the devil's put in your heart and your spirit. It's not something he said.
That's right.
And he can't do anything on that. You tie his hands, you know.
Yeah.
Saints, in other words, are you speaking God's words, giving him something to work with, inviting him in to help you?
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and this person, you might want to think about this because I've been guilty of some of this myself. As a matter of fact, come through all of it. I have not arrived, so I still working. I was talking to someone the other day, and this person spent about 35 to 40 minutes telling me all the bad things. Every word they spoke was words of death. But they spoke for about 35 minutes telling me all the bad things. Every word they spoke was words of death. I later thought to myself after I hung up, if this person had spent the same amount of time thanking God and confessing His word, how much different their situation would be. You know, this person is a Christian and loves the Lord, but because of speaking words of death, the Lord is unable to help them. He will only honor His word. You know, and I can't say that enough. Remember what Proverbs 18:21 says, the power of life and death is in the tongue. You know, and you cannot go around saying nothing ever works for me. There is no need for me to even try because nothing ever works for me. And if it were not for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. If I wash my car, I know it's going to rain. You know, even if it hadn't rained for a month, I know it's going to rain for sure if I wash my car. You know, like I said, remember that death and life are in your words and you will eat the fruit thereof. So stop saying, I cannot ever get ahead. If I pay one bill, another one comes in. Maybe that's true, but you don't have to say it.
That's right.
I know my other assistant came in one day and she says it was raining. She says, I knew it was going to rain because I washed my car yesterday. I said, Christine didn't have anything to do with that.
That's right.
Don't ever say that again. So, we say things and don't even give it a thought.
That's right.
We don't realize that we're speaking negative, we're speaking death.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people don't know it's something they're using. Maybe they're pushing their lawnmower and it breaks and they say, damn thing. You are cursing that machine.
That's right. That's
whatever you damn, you are cursing it.
That's right.
Words are not just words.
They're not. They got power.
They have effect. Yes. And they will affect.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Instead, you can say what God says. He says He will be your provider. You can say, my God says that those that love Him would not lack for any beneficial thing. You can also say that the wealth of the sinner has been stored up for the righteous.
Amen.
And according to 2 Corinthians 5:21, in the New American Standard Bible, it says, He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. So you are righteous. So if you want to know who it's stored up for you, according to Proverbs 13:20, that the wealth of the sinner is stored up for me and you. I think paying your bills is a good thing. Providing for your family, it definitely is a good thing. But brothers and sisters, if we know God's word by heart, but we refuse to confess it, the power of God's word cannot be released. It cannot be released. So be aware of this. When we speak His word, we're tapping into limitless power, okay? Limitless power. Jeremiah 23:28 in the English Standard Bible says, let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let him who has my word speak my word faithfully. He said, what has straw in common with wheat, declares the Lord. 29 says, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. Some translation says stubborn resistance, the rock that it will shatter that rock, you know, of stubborn resistance in thousands of pieces. So His word is powerful. Actually, that's where the power of God is in the word. Amen. And I'm so thankful that He has called me and anointed me to preach the word.
Thank you, Lord.
To teach the word to those that are interested in hearing the word.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe I don't wipe my brow and maybe I don't all, I do speak in the spirit. I don't do a lot of things, but I'm a teacher.
Amen.
And it gets preachy sometimes. But I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
And if the Lord gives me words and you receive it, then you're going to be blessed by it. Because it's going to help you.
Yes.
It's like if you're eating food, you know, you eat a healthy diet, your body is going to be affected by it. But if you live off of candy bars and nabs, that's going to affect your body too. In a negative way. So you want to feed on the good stuff that's going to affect you.
Speak the word to your body. speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe. And I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.